As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence, please. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and boy, is there a revolution brewing in the air. I would encourage you to consider being a part of it, I suppose. Anyway, not quite the revolution we had in mind, but welcome to our Friday, October the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, always news. Love to say good news. Haven't found any today yet. Hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions, when we can find them and where you can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. We call in at area code 512-904-8014. Join us live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. How many days in a row have we read this show opening? Many, many, many times. You've all heard it 1,000 times. Well, at least 650 times anyway. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts. Could have recorded it, you know, Will, just recorded it. I'll just rather wake up my tongue with this one. You can send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. All broadcasting the broadcast this morning. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. It's a happy Friday, and I'm smiling. Calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals join other indices in a minor rally following the phony jobs report. We'll talk about that. The EU bank rescue plan, bailing out the banks in Europe, G20 getting all circled up and ready for that. We'll go there as well. Overbuilt in the USA, we'll talk about that. Weathermen, well, it doesn't take a weatherman to figure out which way the wind is blowing, folks. 19th century European banking money, a little bit about English and the English language maybe thrown in for spice. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and it's going to continue to change all day, gold was trading up $2.20 at $1,652.50 a troy ounce. Silver was up 17 cents at $32.10. Platinum up 15 bucks at $1,527 an ounce. And palladium up 5 bucks at $608 even. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, rather choppy trading as they say, $1,645.50 for a low and $1,665.50 for a high. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,651, and it's been pretty close so far. The SPDR gold shares have changed the face of their website. Other than that, they're unchanged. They're not adding anything or taking anything away. They claim this morning to be still holding 1,229.51 metric tons valued of gold, valued at $64.6 billion at these spot prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 183 at 11,123, back in the 11,000 zone. We'll go through the rest of those right after this.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again right on our Friday, October the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, in our market report, we find gold trading all over the place early morning this morning. It's up, it's down, it's been jumping back and forth. Let's see where it is right now. Off $2, it's $1,651. An hour ago, it was at $1,652.50, up $2.20. Silver was up 17 cents at $32.10. Platinum was up 15 bucks at $1,527. And palladium up 5 at $608 an ounce. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 183. Things are happening in Asia overnight. Everything was in the green except the Shanghai. Europe this morning, the FTSE is up 12. The DAX is up 9. Looks like things might go all right. We might see a close in the green today for the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P. The NASDAQ was up, closed up yesterday up 46 at 2507. The S&P 500 closed up 21. Crude oil this morning up 93 cents a barrel at $83.52 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning, minor dip down off 18 basis points at 78.43. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, helping to add to more green ink all across the board. The only thing red and negative here this morning is the U.S. dollar index. But the Canadian loonie this morning up 104 basis points at 97 cents U.S. in the Forex markets. The Mexican peso strongly up 117 basis points. We're still having to round up to get there, but they're back in the 8 cents a peso marketplace. The euro up 28 basis points at $1.35, having to round up strongly to get there as well. The British pound up 74 basis points at $1.56. And that Swiss franc up 32 basis points at $1.09 U.S. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries, the U.S. bonded indebtedness is 0.27%. It's continuing this minor little uptick. The 10-year moves up as well. It's at 2.06%. The 30-year is at 3.03%. The mortgage market, the 15-year fixed rate national average mortgage, moving up just a tad bit, another point up. Turning around now, this long slide downward. I don't know if this is going to start a trend or not, but we'll see. But the 15-year fixed rate mortgage moves down up from 3.37% a month ago to 3.38% this morning. The 30-year, still not having the steam that it needs, loses a little bit more, moving down to 4.04%. from 4.18% a month ago in their fixed rate mortgages. The gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 51.55 ounces of silver to bring home an ounce of gold. The LIBOR, the London Interbank Overnight Rate, is at 0.24%. It's continuing to move up a little bit. The bankers loaning money to themselves, and the prime rate is at 3.25% and holding. In the Econo Day calendar, everybody was looking for the employment report this morning, and they got, I guess, a happy face report, but it doesn't look so good to me. Then they'll have the wholesale trade out at 10, and then later this afternoon, consumer credit will come out at 3. But let's get this jobs report, because it's supposedly making things move in the marketplace and moving it into the green. But this is what's going down. They had for non-farm payrolls, they had a prior revised 57,000. They had it zero. Remember that? That drove the markets down. Oh, my God, everybody freaked out. You know, God, there was no job growth. There wasn't a single one. Well, anyway, they bumped it up to 57,000. The consensus was for 65,000. The range that they had for this morning, 30,000 to 115,000. They came in near the top end of the market at 103,000 new jobs, non-farm payrolls. Unemployment rate, they still lie to us, it's 9.1%. The average hourly earnings, they it comes up about 0.2%, not much. The average work week, they're saying they have 34.3 hours. So the average person, I guess, in the United States is working part-time still. We're not above 40. You know, it'd be nice if we had an average work hour, work week here of 40 hours a week, but people are still, you know, three-quarters of that. Private payrolls, month-to-month change, 137,000. Let's go into the highlight. Job growth, again, this is off the Econo Day website. You can check it out for yourself. Job growth improved more than expected in September, although the gain was held back by contraction in the government sector. Now, later in the broadcast, shortly, we'll have an article out of Canada that shows how they're doing, but let's continue. It was held back by a contraction in the government sector. So the government was not hiring as many people and perhaps letting some people go as they have in the past. Payroll jobs advanced 103,000 in September. Now, this number is full of gas, and I'm going to show you why in a moment, following a revised 57,000 in August. So if you don't like a number this week or for this month, just wait. They'll change it. So that was quite a revision, up from zero or flat, up 57,000. Where did they find those jobs, and why didn't they see them before? And revised 127,000 increase in July. Right, they bumped it up from July previously at 85,000. So if in July they showed us a number at 85,000, it influenced the marketplace and they went south, then in August they brought out a flat or a zero reading, and that impacted the markets and drove everything south. And now they're changing the numbers and giving, you know, entirely a happy face to these last quarter. Analysts forecast for a 65,000 increase for September. Analysts forecast, you know, gazing balls, you know, Ouija boards. Anyway, revisions for July and August were up net 99,000. That's quite a revision. Private non-farm payrolls were somewhat stronger than the total, gaining 137,000 in September, following a 42,000 increase in August and a 173,000 boost in July. The September number topped the market expectation for a 95,000 increase. A return of striking telecommunications workers added about 45,000 to the payroll total. So you take the 103,000 that they got, deduct out the 45,000. Those people all had jobs. They were just out on strike. And you come up with a much different number, okay? Sorry, hate to do that to you, but just wait. Next time around, they'll revise the numbers again. So, all in all, the number is, I guess, cheerful for Europe and the marketplace, but it looks like it's going to be another made-as-intended number anyway. Why Occupy Wall Street should scare Republicans? I'm not going to go through all of this. Jonathan Alter writing an opinion piece for Bloomberg. But anyway, what he's doing basically is going through and just showing and reconfirming one more time that the information that we've been bringing out to you, that this is largely a Democrat version of the Republican Tea Party. So you take it whichever way you want to. It ain't taking hippy-dippy weather, man, to know which way the wind is blowing. You're getting zoomed, and you're getting zoomed a big time. Canada's unemployment rate drops to 7.1% as 60,900 find jobs in September. Well, we'll find out right where those jobs were in a moment.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' streams that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And once again, back into this wild and crazy bunch of news we got for today. We're not going to do too much news today. I've got a lot more things on my mind than that. But again, Canada's unemployment rate, just to give you an idea of what they're doing to juggle the numbers, both north of the border and south of the border here. Canada's unemployment rate drops to 7.1% of 60,900 find jobs in September. That's by Theophilos Argitis. That sounds like a Greek. Anyway, writing for Bloomberg, Canada's economy added the most jobs in 8 months in September, led by hiring at schools. All right, so yeah, we're in the September time period. So a lot of these jobs that we see being added in now all of a sudden are like school bus drivers, teachers, administrators, groundskeepers, sports people, the lighting folks, the technical people, and all the people that make money off schools, making the school lunches and the factory food centers, etc., and so on. So, you know, if the economy is in the toilet, just go into the public coffers, steal all of the property tax money, and give it to our public school system. And that's what we see here, and that's what's happening in Canada as well. The rise marks a recovery for the country's labor market after the economy added a net of 1,600 workers in the previous 2 months. All right? So in Canada, their job situation was virtually flat. They added a net of 1,600 new jobs in those 2 months. But now we've opened up the doors to the schoolhouses, and those people that always work at the schools in the wintertime are back in the hopper. Going on a little bit further, gold dollar link signals longer bullion slump this year. Well, the gold and the dollar haven't been linked for several years. But anyway, Deborah DeBarty Roy, writing this brief note for Bloomberg, says gold may extend its slide from a record as Europe's sovereign debt crisis spurs demand for dollars. You better diversify your portfolios out there and get a few more of those ones and fives, you know. You want to take a long shot, get some 50s and 100s. Anyway, diversify that portfolio. So that's all I'm going to go further with that. So let's go to the next one. EU leaders under investor pressure to devise a bank rescue plan before G20. Yeah, this is the way that Bernanke did it, too, right? And little Timmy Geithner, kind of, you don't bail out the banks, it's going to collapse. George Bush, same program. Well, they're going to do the same thing in Europe, I guess. Gavin Finch and Leon Vaughn, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg, European leaders are under pressure from investors to devise a comprehensive plan. Look out for those comprehensive plans. Smells like Marxism to me. To rescue the region's banks before a group of 20 summit in November. So November is going to be an interesting month. Again, you can look at the prospectus for the World Gold Council's SPDR Gold Trust, and you'll find 11/11/11 as a trigger date in their prospectus. And, well, will we go into the middle of November and have some kind of a big deal? Maybe. A blanket recapitalization of banks. Now, you all know how to respell that, right? A blanket recapitalization of banks. That's like from my pocket to theirs, from yours to theirs. In some cases, overcapitalizing those banks. Well, you know, trillions here and trillions there amongst bankers. Who cares, right? Would be the only thing that's going to restore confidence at this juncture. Confidence. The confidence game. Confidence game. So, bank bailouts in the EU, gonna happen. Plans to inject capital into Europe's banks are, quote, well underway, close quote, said European Commission President Jose Barroso yesterday. The European Central Bank also reintroduced year-long loans, giving banks unlimited access to cash through January of 2013. How would you like to have unlimited access to cash? from now to January of 2013. What could you do with that? Speculation that EU leaders may agree on a comprehensive recapitalization plan has helped boost a Bloomberg Europe Banks and Financial Services Index 9%. I'd hope so. Bank stocks dropped 30% this year as investors became concerned that financial firms will have to write down their holdings of Greek, Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, and other little pigs banks and government bonds. Investors also pushing up the cost of borrowing for those governments on concern that they will have to bail out their lenders. The challenge is for EU leaders to break that cycle before rising funding costs trigger a default by Greece, which is going to happen, or force banks to curtail lending and cause a recession. Well, we could go on and on endlessly for that. There's no need to. The Deutsche Börse, New York Stock Exchange merger, back in the news again. They say it can return 45%. Whitney Kisling, writing this one. I guess somebody gave Whitney a free rein here. She's writing by herself. That's dangerous. The Deutsche Börse AG acquisition of the New York Stock Exchange Euronext is valuing the owners of the NYSE and Frankfurt Börse at $16.6 billion, about the same as the German exchange when the deal was announced in February. And of course, we brought this up and went into all the background detail of the Deutsche Börse, and it's traded all the way back into the 11th century and the history of the banking system. But again, they're moving forward. They're going to merge these two together. The deal decline is not a reflection of what value is being created, said Sakin Shah, a Jersey City, New Jersey-based merger arbitrage strategist and so on. It's hard for me to believe that the market really believes that the New York Stock Exchange isn't adding any value. Does that present a buying opportunity? Yes. So the bankers are consolidating. But what's really important here is the size of the monopoly that's being created in these stock markets. Not too good. Here's another quick one. Housing desert leads biggest U.S. home ownership drop since the 30s. A housing desert. Well, clever headline. Frank Bass and Amanda Crawford writing this one for Bloomberg. Caught my attention. Stephanie Santiago moved to a newly built development in Buckeye, Arizona in 2008 and waited for other families to arrive with playmates for her 8-year-old daughter. 3 years later, she's still waiting. Anyway, quote, "There are a lot of empty neighborhoods," said Santiago, who's 30 years old, pointing past the 5 large stucco houses on her block, which are surrounded by cotton fields and vacant desert lots. They started to build and then just walked away. Yeah. Maricopa County, we all know Maricopa County, right? Get your pink underwear on and go to Maricopa, which added one of every 40 housing units. Big number here. Which added one of every 40 housing units built between 2000 and 2010. That's quite a few houses, and had the biggest drop in home ownership among large counties, falling to 64.5% of residents from 67.5%, the U.S. Census Bureau said. That was almost 3 times the national decline in home ownership, so on and so forth. The Phoenix suburb of Buckeye reflects 2 other census figures. The nation added almost 16 million homes, a 13.6 million increase from 2000, as the number of vacant residences rose to 15 million, a gain of almost 44%. Now, if you go back and look at the population figures, who the hell were they building these houses for? Did we have a gain of 44% in our population in that time period? No. All right, so it continues, is what you saw in Phoenix and the like were local economies that were built around home construction, close quote, said Stuart Gabriel, director of the Zimon Center for Real Estate at the University of California. So when the housing boom stopped, everything imploded. Be right back.
Home of
Cutting Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, back again. A little minor uproar there on religious and theological disparagements in the chat room. We can solve that. We do have the ban button, so keep it careful there, son or daughter, whomever you might be. Anyway, the housing collapse, the implosion led to mass foreclosures in Maricopa County. So you overbuild, right? They built like crazy. The only thing that was going in town was building, you know. So you got all the carpenters in there, all the contractors in there. The market is booming. Boy, they got, you know, the sound of Senco staplers running 18 hours a day. But who were they building for? Well, they were building to go broke is what apparently happened. And so they got built far more houses than anybody would be interested in buying or moving into. And they were just booming, you know, building into the boom. And then the boom stopped and everything imploded. So that's just kind of a little bit of advice. You know, when you're riding the top of the wave, you can either tail out and drop onto the other side of the wave, or you can just kind of go swimming. Anywho, that was an implosion. Led to mass foreclosures in Maricopa County. I have to say that it probably happened in many other places. We have a small town not far from here where I used to be closely associated. It's called Rocky Comfort. And Rocky Comfort was a very old, small town, you know. But it didn't have much for any kind of commerce going on in there. Good, one of the best flea markets in the area and some other stuff, a little service shop and garage and things like that. But anyhow, They also had the only school in the area, and for a long, long time, they had the school. But the school district saw to move the school out of Rocky Comfort, and they put it out in the little house on the prairies. And immediately, of course, there was a subdivision planned across the street from the new school. And you can see it was all a bunch of insider stuff from the good old boys. But they claimed, they thought they were going to be able to build a subdivision because of the school. Well, they got the subdivision started, but they weren't able to sell the homes. So, you know, we just have to pay attention, folks. There's lots of nonsense that floats around everywhere quickly. BMW strives to enlarge its Mini market with the coupe. For those of you that like the Mini, Austin Cooper Mini, it's now a BMW product. Anyway, they're struggling to create a bigger market for the Mini. They've come out with a couple of different ones. They have a Mini Cooper Cabriolet automobile, which looks kind of jazzy. It's a little two-seater job. But they don't seem to be very sporty. It takes about 9 seconds to get up to 60 miles an hour. And as far as I'm concerned, that's almost sliding backwards. I think I can do better than that with my Cummins turbo diesel Dodge 3/4-ton pickup. Geithner left waiting for TARP payback as regions and Zions fall. It's not quite the same Zion that we talk about on a regular basis, this one being a bank out in Utah, but Donald Griffin and James Sterngold writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. Regions Financial Corp, Zions Bank Corp are among the biggest U.S. regional lenders that may struggle to repay taxpayer bailouts this year after bank stock slumped. Analysts said, well, the long story and the short story of this one is that there's still a few banks out there that are deep in TARP money, and they don't look like they're going to be able to pay that money back, and it adds up to billions and billions. So we'll just have to wait and see how that goes. And that concludes the news for today. I'm all burnt out on news. Got a rather interesting box full of stuff that I picked up at a flea market for a buck or so some time back. In fact, I can't remember how long I've had this box of stuff. But I like boxes of stuff, and I certainly like boxes of stuff when there's books inside it. It's very interesting. You know, there's been a lot of a resurgence lately on this network and elsewhere looking into this interesting study of the trivium. The trivium. Of course, it begins with grammar, and then it moves on and proceeds into logic, and from there, the trivium and concludes with rhetoric. And so it's something that we're paying attention to, and I thought you might be interested in just a little bit of this. But it's a new self-teaching course in practical English and effective speech comprising vocabulary development, grammar, pronunciation, enunciation, and the fundamental principles of effective oral expression. So we basically have here the two elements, the first and last elements of the trivium in a series, a self-teaching course in practical English. This was put out by Estelle Hunter, the Better Speech America, in the Better Speech Institute of America, published in Chicago, and it was originally copyrighted in 1930. I have a 1938 edition of it. But what it is, these are a series of booklets in lessons form. So I don't know whether there's anybody out there that would be able to find these. It runs through, I think, lesson 15. And these are booklets of about, oh, I don't know, that looks like maybe 20, 25 pages a piece. Let's just see, 28, 29, 32 pages in this first one. And so it's just a very easy, simple course. And if someone's out there that's homeschooling or considering homeschooling, or perhaps there's somebody out there that is struggling with their language skills, and they want to bone up on them and can find them. I'll bet 10K Fuddle is going to find them before we get this broadcast done. They might even be up on the internet someplace. If not, I have an absolutely flawless, perfect copy of these, which could actually be Xeroxed, and I haven't even marked them up yet. But this is how Lesson 1 starts. This is practical English and Effective Speech. Lesson 1, Introduction. One of the best educated men in this country, the late President Eliot of Harvard University, once made this very significant statement, quote, "I recognize but one mental acquisition as an essential part of the education of a lady or a gentleman, namely, an accurate and refined use of the mother tongue. Close quote. Interesting. Right off the bat, we're being treated with good English. Good grammar. And I'm doing my best to pronunciate and enunciate correctly. All of us want to be thought cultured, she continues. This desire is very natural, wholesome, and human. But there are other reasons also for our urge to improve our command of English. Closely allied, and you could put any language there, but closely allied with the desire to be respected and admired is the personal satisfaction we derive from the knowledge that we are excelling in one particular field. To possess any kind of skill yields an inward satisfaction, but to excel in the art of self-expression is peculiarly satisfying and exhilarating. So as we think about becoming vocal local and blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states, and if we recall rightly that we have a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government and representation in this country, defined and limited as it is in our Constitution originally, is based upon rules of order. And of course, Thomas Jefferson had his rules of order for Congress assembled, and then Henry M. Roberts came up with the Roberts, that's an apostrophe S there, Roberts Rules of Order. That's not the same as my rules of order for the chat room. Yes. I will ban people from the chat room. Yes, I will. And I'll delete your post, too. Keep it cool. We don't need any trolls hanging around us. Better than that. A third reason for aspiring to speak more effectively is our desire to present our ideas so that others will understand and accept them. And so that comes off then into rhetoric and the ability to be a statesman. And you blend into that, you add into that the avoidance of logical fallacies and an adherence to some of the things we can learn from logic. And not only are you a better public speaker for it, you're more convincing, not only as an orator, perhaps, but also as a pro se litigant, perhaps, or a legal counsel, if you could, as a teacher, as an instructor, as a friend, as a lover, as a husband, as a son. Lots of value in this stuff. That statement, in other words, we all want to be successful. Oh, let me back up. A third reason for aspiring to speak more effectively is our desire to present our ideas so that others will understand and accept them. In other words, she continues, we all want to be successful salesmen. And in large part, I agree completely with that, in that we're continually selling our ideas to others in the marketplace of ideas. And if you can sell your ideas persuasively, accurately, succinctly, then possibly you'll be able to get other people to come on board with your point of view. One of the great differences between leaders and followers is that leaders have developed the art and refined the skill of persuading others to buy into what they're selling. That's important, especially if you happen to be trying to occupy Wall Street. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So again, back into this very delightful little series of lessons. A new self-teaching course in practical English and effective speech back in the 1930s. You know, in the 1930s, not everybody was going to school. And not everybody went to school for very long. Not all the people started out in kindergarten. That's a new thing. That's really post-World War II. And not everybody stayed in school very long because they knew that they could learn most everything that they needed in a couple of years, and then they went to work. That's the way it went. You know, it was only in the last 40 years or so that they've just about made it mandatory to get a bachelor's degree. They don't give a damn what degree you've got it in. I mean, you could have it in a bachelor's degree in underwater basket weaving, but you can't even be considered for employment whether you're fast frying, you know, Atlantic cod and a fish and chips joint, or whether you're washing out the Johnny Bowl at Mickey D's, you still have to have a degree, and there you'd need a degree in sanitary engineering to be able to run a sponge and a toilet brush. But anyway, back to the discussion. I think she does a really good job. Spent a little time over last weekend looking through these, and it would be a delight to be able to see how individuals respond from this information in a homeschool classroom type of a situation. But continuing, she says, virtually again, in other words, we all want to be successful salesmen. That statement is true of you regardless of your sex and occupation. Virtually every time you converse with anyone, a sale is made. Either you sell him your idea or he sells you his. We need to pay attention to that as we go through the news basket. One of the reasons why I do focus almost all of my news-gathering attention upon the Bloomberg website, not in support of Bloomberg by any means. I think the guy's a puke. But because it is right out of the heart of New York City, and they are writing for a very specific audience. And so they have consistently since I started going to this website, I have watched them very carefully, and so far I've never been bit by one of their articles. They typically are written collaboratively, and that means there's more than one writer almost all the time. And then oft times there are multiple editors as well. So, I mean, it's as if they've got the NSA in one corner, they got the CIA in the other corner, and they got some, you know, graduate from NYU that's sitting at the typewriter, and they collaboratively craft these pieces. And then, as I've suggested, it looks to me like many of these are IPO, initial public offering advertisements, adverts. They almost always, in every article, refer to experts say, experts said. You know, that's a tradition in America these days. We rely on the wisdom of experts as opposed to our own discernment and our own logic and our own, you know, critical thinking skills. So they almost always include several, one or more, several oft times experts that say. And of course, those are like mini advertisements, and you'll hear me bring it out in the news as we read them. You know, it's like, I wonder how much so-and-so paid to get his name in this article, you know. But the writers obviously have a Rolodex. Maybe they have an approved list of companies that they will refer to as experts who say. I think we're all capable of becoming experts for ourselves, and I think we'd be far better off if we would rely upon our own research as opposed to just sucking up and accepting whatever research is passed off as public notice. Nevertheless, let us continue again. He says, either you sell him your idea or he sells you his. And that's what's happening with this Occupy Wall Street. They're trying to sell you this idea. Have you ever stopped to think of that? She writes, other things being equal, the one of you who possesses the greater skill in the use of words makes the sale. And so again, you're out at the school board, let's say. You know, there's a great big movement afoot right now for the Young Americans of Liberty, YAL. That's the offshoot, the campus offshoot of the Campaign for Liberty group. They're making a drive for local elected office, and I'm so thankful for that. They're looking at school board positions, water board positions, county committee man, county committee woman, and anybody, you know, can run, and most anybody can win if they're industrious and will apply themselves. So we might see a minor uptick there in politics, and it would certainly be a blessing and a step in the right direction. Our government is not a spectator sport. It's a participatory sport, and if we don't get involved in it, we're not going to see any meaningful change. But continuing, this course is concerned with giving you the skill that will enable you to persuade others. Maybe you're a poet, perhaps a songwriter. You could use these skills as well. Crafting the lyrics to a song well and enunciating them so that maybe some of us that are over 30 could even understand what they're saying. That would be handy. Catchy beat, but it's all produced by electronics, and then we can't understand a word you're saying. It makes it hard to sell the point. But you're to develop this skill by increasing your vocabulary, correcting your pronunciation and grammar, improving your voice and enunciation, and learning the underlying principles of effective speech. You know, and when you're missing as many teeth as I am, it's very difficult to enunciate clearly on the air. I have to move my jaw a lot. The tongue goes flying all around trying to find a tooth to tee on, or to keep the S's from hissing and the P's from popping and things like that. So there's a lot to it. Speech, she continues in this introduction, is merely an artificial method which man has evolved for making his wants and ideas known. Now, I probably wouldn't use the word evolved, but it certainly has grown out of customs, tongues, tribes, creeds, and traditions. And not only has speech come to us that way, so has our whole body of law, especially the common law and the natural law. But speech, again, is merely an artificial method which man has evolved for making his wants and ideas known. And you go back to the Tower of Babel study out of the Bible, and where we confuse all of the languages and we create this spirit of division between the people, you've got to wonder about the creator of the universe. I'm sure he wasn't involved in that get round and goat rope. But anyway, Let us go back in imagination several thousand years in the history of the world, back to the time before there was any language, before there were any nations, back to the time when our ancestors were running wild in the forests. They had learned that they must fear certain animals if they were to live, and they had contrived various methods of protecting themselves. For the sake of vividness, let us imagine a big, awkward, ferocious, prehistoric man as he comes shambling through the forest. Now, this is all in support of evolution, all right? So just take it for what it's worth. Did we ever have a big, awkward, ferocious, prehistoric man shambling through the forest? Perhaps, and perhaps not. He's armed with a club. He sees a strange man coming toward him, you know, like in the hood, when you just happen to have a $50 bill in your pocket. His natural impulse is to attack. But perhaps the other man makes a gesture of friendliness. He smiles. And instead of fighting, the two men approach each other. They decide to remain together. Not the way they do in San Francisco, but almost immediately, they want to exchange ideas. How do they do it? Chiefly by physical action, by movements of the body, and by facial expressions. Thus we see that gestures were the earliest and the only instinctive form of communication. So in radio, when you can't use gestures and I don't have a chalkboard behind me and all of that, it's all down to the words and the pronunciation, the enunciation and all of that to try and convey a meaning, and if I'm trying to sell or present convincingly a certain point. So this is important. But it has a lot to do with the idea that we can get along one with another, but we'll actually have to be overt about it. We'll actually have to try. And if you push on someone, the natural reaction is for them to push back and try it. Put your hands up in front of you, palm against palm, and push with your right hand against the left. Subconsciously, the left will push back. And it works exactly the same way in interpersonal communication and in man-to-man encounters during the day. Conversely, you can reach out and grasp someone's hand and then cup their elbow gently with yours and gently pull them towards you, and they'll come right along. You can either push or you can pull. Saab figured out earlier that if you have front-wheel drive, you got better traction, baby. We'll be right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived.
go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc. Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, and checking in the chat room there, yes, there's a discussion going on about etymology, okay? And there's etymology and there's philology. You might look them up in the dictionary and find out a little bit more about that. There's a great deal that I've studied that is enlightening, if you'll just trouble yourself to do it, in the study of words, in the development of words, the development of language. And again, in this previous little section, we're talking about the importance of gesture as being one of the most basal of our forms of communication. Of course, your stature, how you hold yourself, how you carry yourself, how you move. Some people float. Some people stumble along and plod. And you can watch, you know, on the sidewalk or around or in the mall or wherever you might be, and you see how that works. Some people just kind of seem to glide along. They hold their head up. They're looking up. Their shoulders, you know, up, back straight. Perhaps they have taken the time to, you know, keep themselves fit, etc. As opposed to those that are, you know, always, the only thing that they really know about the world is about something that happens about 6 inches before their toes. And they shuffle along with their, you know, trousers down around their knees or worse. Anyway, just kind of stumbling and shuffling. Shuffling and jiving, chucking and jiving, shuffling along, dive walking, all the things that we know about. There's just different ways of approaching life. And you're making all kinds of communication continuously. But, you know, if we're going to strive to be that change and be the entrepreneur as opposed to the wage slave, you know, see, there's some of these things that we can add to our treasure chest. We find out a little bit about law. We add a little bit of business. Add a little bit about bookkeeping, accounting, English grammar, logic, and all the things that we've studied here all this time, plus getting into the law itself, learning how to find the law. Show me the law. Show me your facts. Show me the evidence. You know, we're looking for an evidentiary hearing as opposed to an argumentative hearing. When we're out and about, show me some facts. Impress me. Don't just yell at me. All right? Sell me. Sell me on your point. Tell me everything, all the benefits to gain and all the losses to avoid. Show me how I can profit. Visualize a pea on the other person's, the other fellow's forehead or lady's forehead. How can she profit? How can he profit by listening to what you have to say? And vice versa. It's a two-way street. So again, have you ever stopped to think, she continues, of what can be expressed by physical action alone? From infancy to old age, all of us instinctively lean towards things we like or want, and we draw back or turn away from the things we dislike. We smile in one way to indicate pleasure, in another to indicate scorn. We frown in displeasure, or perhaps as a manifestation of deep thought. All these gestures and physical expressions are universally understood because they are instinctive. And much of the natural law comes that way as well. A creator, as Sir Edward Coke spoke to King James the First of the King James Bible in court assembled, speaking to King James, Sir Edward Coke was talking about the natural law, the laws of nature, of nature's God, as they knew it in the time, and that it was written on the hearts and minds of man as if by the very finger of God. Some of this is stuff that we don't need to learn. We just have it. We need to recognize that it's there and deal with it accordingly. But as if it was written on the hearts and minds of man, instinctively, if you will, by the very finger of God, Sir Edward Coke said. Instinctive means of communication, however, are extremely limited. I mean, you're going to come to a point in time, if you're out in the blacksmith shop or the welding shop or in the auto shop, you're going to come to a point in time where somebody's just going to have to know what a 3/16-inch, you know, box end wrench is. Any amount of gestures aren't going to cut it. They're going to need to know the language, and that's going to be our job to be able to help communicate to those around us. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, back into this discussion. I thought it was rather interesting. I hope you will, too. It's this, again, lesson one out of a rather interesting series for those of you just joining us here in our second hour of today's broadcast on Friday, October the 7th, looking at a new self-teaching course in practical English and effective speech by an Estelle, a beautiful name, Estelle B. Hunter. Estelle B. Hunter, and this is the Better Speech Institute of America, Chicago, USA, originally copyrighted 1930. I have a 1938, beautiful, perfect, wonderfully bound set of these instructions, this course. It was just one of those lucky scores at a flea market. Someone else got it from their grandmother in the estate. They couldn't see any value in it, and they set it off to the flea market for whoever it would bring. And I don't think it brought much, but I was certainly happy to bring it home. Nevertheless, continuing. Instinctive means of communication, however, are extremely limited. Even in our prehistoric ancestors doubtless soon felt the need of expressing ideas that they were unable to translate into gestures. They added sounds. Not words, just sounds. And we do that a lot, too. We grunt.
Yo, man, get down.
Yo,
dude.
You know, we add sounds to our gestures, right? They don't mean much. Don't convey very much meaning. But the sound sometimes is enough to go with the gesture, you know, and you can get on down the road. Might even save your life. When in Rome, make the sounds the Romans make, baby. And some of the same gestures, too. You might get out alive. We don't know just how or when the sounds and noises began to take the form of words, but it is logical to assume that gradually certain noises came to be associated with certain feelings or with certain ideas. After a time, given sounds stood for specific ideas, and gradually, a great many words evolved, each standing for an idea or a group of ideas. Now, look at Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, and it's just amazing how many words he had to put into that dictionary. Incredible. It's got like a 3-inch spine on it. I'm completely surrounded here with dictionaries. I like to keep them by the decade so that we can follow and track along as the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntacticians work their magic on the meanings of words. And as words' meanings change, our reality, which is shaped entirely by our words, changes with it. We start eventually to start believing things that are just not at all true. These are thoughts that have been put into our minds by Hollywood and other places. After a time, given sounds stood for specific ideas, and gradually a great many words evolved, each standing for an idea or a group of ideas. These are symbols. A word is a symbol in a language game. And unless you happen to know the meta language, the language about the language, you can't play the game. That's very important to understand from the standpoint of understanding, lots of stands there, and understanding, logical positivism. Words as mere symbols in a language game. I say person, you think of one thing, someone else thinks of something else, the judge thinks of something else, the cop thinks of something else. We're all using the same word, but we have different understandings of what is meant by the use of the word or the symbol, the language symbol, person, or red, zun, or zun. It is revealing, it is a revealing moment when you realize for the first time that speech is not instinctive, that it is a habit. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, for those of you out there that may have young in your home, sons and daughters, perhaps still yet in swaddling clothes, my recommendation always is to skip the third language in the process, the second language. Skip baby talk. Google Gaga doesn't mean anything. The Google Gaga talk is only confusing the little one as they're trying to sort out and figure out and to create a habit. If you always speak correctly and make it a point to speak simply, succinctly, with good pronunciation and accurate enunciation, the little ones are going to learn and benefit from that association far more rapidly than they are as Google Gaga BB Baby. Nonsense. When I take on a new puppy, we don't do any of that nonsense either. My dog has a huge vocabulary. I speak to her like I would speak to you or anyone else. She understands and she's listening right now. When I say good day at the end of the broadcast, which is typically the last thing I say, she stands up. She's ready to go outside and do her business. I could use other words for that. She knows those words too, but politely I'll say business. Anyhow, continuing along, through frequent repetition of those words, phrases, and sentences, you gradually built a set of speech habits. And note this, she says, If everyone with whom you have associated since birth had spoken correctly, your speech today would, in all probability, be free from error. Guide me into all truth and keep me from error, and in your own life and in your associations, adopt that as a banner. Can you imagine the difference between, let's say, somebody that's rushing up to the podium at a city council meeting when the people who occupy the city council all had highbrow, silver spoon in the mouth upbringings, all right, and went to Harvard and Yale, darling, and, you know, you flopped out of school at about the seventh grade and have completely overlooked your grammar and your rhetoric and your logic, and now you're trying to convince the school board or the city council or the water board that you have something meaningful to say, and you're just making yourself into an idiot by your vocabulary when you may very well have some good research to back up your point. Likely, you're not going to make that sale. And this is something that you can change. You don't have to schlep along with that. So she continues, says, but let us face facts as they are. Your speech consists of a multitude of habits. Most of them are good, but some are bad. Although you are conscious of a number of your bad habits, you probably have an uncomfortable feeling that you make some mistakes of which you're not aware. And boy, I do. I always mess up on the use of a comma. I haven't figured out the proper use of commas. I either use far too many or not enough. This course will reveal your language faults and show you how to correct them. Bear constantly in mind that beautiful, effective speech can be acquired. All you have to do is build a set of good speech habits. And the same idea can flow throughout our entire life. Living habits, lifestyle choices, etc. These are habits that we acquire. We're habitual. Mind control, government.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music.
Full range of electronics.
Computer and office.
Sports and outdoors.
Dry storable and organic foods.
Health and wellness.
Survival and tactical gear.
Home and garden and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Just a bit more, and we'll have this introduction to lesson one behind us. But a speech habit, again, is like any other habit. It is an act repeated so often that you perform it without even being conscious of it. You don't give a thought to most of the words you use, do you? They slip off your tongue without any effort whatsoever. It's only when you try to use a new word for the first time that you are conscious of effort. Conscious of effort. Remember when I was young, my mother was a great reader. I enjoyed her. I benefited so much from her library and the encyclopedias, the dictionaries, and her taste in music and in all things literature. But one of the things that she did bring into the house were magazine subscriptions, and one of them was the Reader's Digest magazine, the little Reader's Digest. And we used to just love to get to the Reader's Digest and find out what the vocabulary builders were for the month. And look the words up in dictionaries and find out. And then, because there were five of us, little ones in the house, practiced using those new words. And so, because of the richness of my mother's speech, and my father was so accurate in his and precise in his speech, you know, the household just kind of went along that way. And so it was quite easy to learn and to read and to speak intelligently. I loved it when we'd sit around the table and play canasto or any of the board games that were popular in those days, Monopoly and Clue and Risk and things like that. Very interesting. But nevertheless, this is just one of those things. And adding daily new words. Whenever I'm reading, studying these encyclopedias or in the books and things like that, I keep a dictionary handy all the time right beside me. And I'm honest with myself. If I read a word and I think, oh, I know that word. And then I ask myself, do I really know that word? You know, I might spend 5 or 6 minutes at it. And sometimes when it's important, when I'm looking in or acquiring into a thought, it was like that thought that I had so long ago now, it seems, you know, there's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. Period. And just learning, you know, just trying to figure out how to punctuate that sentence was a challenge. But even more so than that, I realized after I had written that thought down that I didn't know the half of it. I didn't know those words. I didn't have any idea what I had written. And I've spent the last nearly 7 years trying to understand the deeper meanings of that, which I consider to be a revelation, a very profound thought in my life. But that's the way the time goes, you know, and then you get a dictionary out and you look. Are you using the word correctly? Are you pronouncing it correctly? Do you enunciate it right? Do not expect, she continues, to improve your expression merely by reading these lesson texts. You must repeat the things you want to learn until they become habits. No one can give you a habit. You must acquire your own. And I might also add that no one can help you to break a habit, you know. Maybe if you have a spouse or something, or you have brothers and sisters, then you reveal your inner self to them. Maybe they can help you to break a bad habit. I have a bunch of them. I try and keep them under check on the radio, but I got a gob and a bunch of bad habits. And then there's dialect. When I moved back out here into the Midwest, down into the Ozark, the Hill and Holler country, I was dealing with people that lived in the hills for a long time. They didn't respond well to city speech.
The boy from the city.
So you could just adopt it. You know, you know, learn things about Over and Over and the difference between Over and Over, you know. And come go with me. Come round about at such and such a time, you know. So there's dialect, too, and dialect can be fun. You can play with it because you're linking with the people that you live by. You live nearby. And link up with them and let them know that you're willing to understand the world and see the world that they see the same way, with using the same word symbols. It makes life a little bit more fun. Continuing, but regardless of what phase of expression you're studying, be sure to put thinking effort into it. I'll say it again. But regardless of what phase of expression you're studying, be sure to put thinking effort into it. You might say, don't rely overly strong on spell check and grammar on the computer. Check it out for yourself. You'll be enriched by it. Every time I go to the encyclopedia and every time I go to the dictionaries, I might go for something in the P's, but I stop on something in the L's as I'm getting there. You know, it's like when I was a big time Bible student, it took a long time before my Bible just fell open where I wanted it to go, which is what it, you know, eventually did. But a lot of times when I was going in there looking for something, I'd gone looking for something and I found something even more enlightening and more enriching and more perfect for the time period. And so I'd study that. So the same thing in working in an encyclopedia. That's how I find so much interesting things to add to my knowledge base. And the same happens in the dictionary, inevitably. And if you're going to Black's Law Dictionary, Black's Fourth, Black's Eighth, Black's Second, whichever ones you might have, if you have those dictionaries in your library, and I recommend that you try and do add some law dictionaries to your study. There are others out there, and many are online. I like the hard book myself. But when you go into the law dictionary, it's the same phenomena. You might open up a law dictionary looking for a specific thing, term in law, only to discover that you stumble upon something else that answers a big question for you. Remember also that your manner of speaking must be alive. Strive for that. Is it lively? Are you making, you know, is your audience falling asleep? Or are they staying up with you? Are they awake with you? And the idea of making that sale and being lively in your speech, you know, you bring it to, bring words can bring things to life. You've ever read poetry, Wordsworth, Longfellow, about the rest of them? That's Edgar Allan Poe. I cut my teeth on Edgar Allan Poe. I think I've read his complete works before I was 10. Anyway, I could recite a couple for you, but it's no need to do that. You know, the main thing I'm getting at is it lively? Can you, you know, put yourself into that? And if you can, then it's going to help you make those sales all the much better. And so you find yourself becoming vocal local and you are attempting to bring a point across to someone in authority, someone at a needful time in your life where you really want to be able to express your thoughts clearly. And the Bible teaches, you know, think not of what you're going to say because the words will just be put in your mouth. Search the scriptures. For these are they that testify of me. Prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. There's a lot of things you can get out of the Bible and many other books. They're useful. You can take them to heart. Read anybody. Listen to anybody. Don't believe anything until you can verify it in your own research. But you can learn from everyone if you're willing to do so. Remember also that your manner of speaking must be alive. If there is one salient thing back of all good speaking, all successful executive work, all salesmanship, and all distinction among one's fellows, it is the quality of vitality, the quality of being glowingly alive. You ever feel better just talking to somebody? I have. Some people, I talk to them, I just come away and it's like, I got to come over here more often. Have you ever stopped to think of the being, of the physical effort a person must put forth in order to make an effective speech, to sell a piece of furniture, to take part in a play? Have you ever given thought to the physical energy a man must burn up if he is to be the leader of a group? How many of us make that effort? How do most of us talk? We move our lips and jaws as little as possible, and we mumble along, don't we? And so closes the introduction. I thought you might enjoy that. I know I certainly did. We'll be back in the final half hour of today's broadcast. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
Oracle Broadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again in a lot of decision-making here in the break to whether I go back to money or whether we go back to banking. I think I'll stick with the banking for a little bit further. I've been talking about it, haven't gotten to it for quite a while, a couple of weeks it seems like, but I want to move forward in continental Europe. And we talked about British banking and how all of that still is with us. And we see it today, it's in the news, it's on Bloomberg, okay? Continental Europe is the same situation. As we study continental banking, commercial banking in continental Europe, we're going to come across the roots of all the same banks that we've been talking about in the Daily News, all right? And so much is similar. You know, we think about it, you know, and the Fed. Well, look, honey, it's a global situation. It's the same batards running it globally. You can't go in, you know, and stomp on the beast's left foot and leave the rest of the beast there. He'll just swing right around with his right foot and nail you in the butt. So the 19th century... Continental Europe. While English banks, it's 1800s. while English banks were developing with the commercial expansion of the 18th century and were prepared to finance the short-time needs of industry when the latter assumed modern forms after the Industrial Revolution, banking on the continent was lagging behind. All right, so they really got off to a jump start in England. But there was a lot of lagging behind going on in Europe, on the continent, so to speak. But again, now we're talking about what do we got? You know, why did we start into this? Not so much to, you know, bore everybody to tears with everything banking or get lopsided in our studies, not at all. It's continuing this understanding of, you know, this techno-totalitarian age, the technocracy of Henry St. Simon. This idea of the positivists, that's really the deal. That's the deal. We can talk about socialism, we can talk about communism, we can talk about capitalism, but rightly, if we step back just one step and understand the philosophical underpinning, we're talking about positivism. We're talking about a world order where the captains of finance and industry will rule the world through their appointed dictator. And that their appointed dictator will be supported in everything they do, or he does, by a cadre of super social scientists in a time where the bank will be the temple and woman goddess. Right. If you're listening and you're paying attention and following, if this is the first broadcast, there's lots of material in the archives that's available for you, right? I don't go over things too often in review. It's all there on electronic media for your free use and download. But again, this is why we dove into this, because how do we understand this idea of the captains of finance and industry rightly if we don't understand just what is banking and what does it do and why you can go out on Wall Street and march up and down, around and around, or occupy and chant, end the Fed, but unless you understand how this whole system works and the role that the Fed plays in commercial and investment banking, well, then how will we be able to propose, how would we rightly be able to diagnose the disease, but more importantly, how would we then be able to propose a cure so that we can eradicate that disease where our cure is not worse than the disease that we're trying to eliminate or free ourselves from. So we don't make an intense study of the victims and raise it up to a super social science called victimology, and we don't spend all of our time on symptoms and raise that up to a super social science, which I call symptomology. Instead, like wise physicians, we focus on the diseases. And then we seek ways to eradicate those diseases so that there will be no more symptoms and that all the victims will go back to their lives and enjoy a happy, healthy life moving into greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. So continuing, before the 19th century, it was called upon to satisfy the demands of government for credit, to provide a stable currency for commercial purposes, and in a few centers to finance industry and trade. And so we go back and review our studies of Gustavus Myers, a wonderful book donated to our library here by one of our listeners, and I thank him for it. Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes. And we follow through, we track out this rise of the industrial age coming out of the continental mercantilism. You know, pick up the underlie that with the Renaissance and the Reformation, with the Medici and the Venetians and the Genoans, and then follow that up through the Lombards and pick up the Fuggers, and then eventually the Rothschilds come into view. Before the 19th century, it was called upon to satisfy the demands of government for credit. Isn't that what's happening today? This bond sales? And where the Fed continues to have to buy back its bonds and the interest rates keep going down lower and lower and lower. And why wouldn't they lower the interest rate on the bonds? Anyway, you'd think they'd go the other way, wanting to be a little bit more greedy, but they're holding trillions and trillions. And as Ray Kroc proved with McDonald's, You don't have to make a fortune on that one hamburger. Sell billions and billions, baby, and make a penny each. Continuing. It is not surprising, therefore, well, again, the demands of government for credit. To provide us, and why do they need credit? Well, you drive them into a war. That's how you do it. You finance, you foment, you finance revolutions and counter-revolutions on either side. Pay for both sides. To provide a stable currency for commercial purposes, you know, booms and busts, the cycles, recession, depression, inflation, and so on. It's not surprising, therefore, that at the beginning of the 19th century, banking facilities on the continent were confined to banks of issue. Go back and check out our study of the central banking, banks of issue. A small number of extremely rich private bankers who discounted trade bills of exchange of international currency. We're still dealing with a small number of extremely rich private bankers who discount trade bills of exchange of international currency. And we give you the Forex market every morning. And a few banks which made loans on the security of merchandise. That's Lex Mercatoria, the law merchant. In certain localities, notaries, now that's a word you'd look up in your law dictionary, notary. Notaries would lend funds entrusted to them, and in some cases would open formal current accounts. Now, who would ever think of going to a notary to borrow money? But at this time, they did. Napoleon's observation, quote, well, I can't read it, unfortunately, it's in French. I would botch it. I can understand it, but it takes too long. The Société Générale. Now, we hear about Société Générale every day. The Société Générale pour Favorisseur l'Industrie Nationale, for the favor of national industry. The Société Générale, founded in Brussels in 1822. Was significant in its further development of European banking. It represented a type of bank which later was most successful, not only in Belgium, but also in France and almost all other continental countries, in contrast to the rigid separation of functions characteristic of English banking. As, you know, the British are so stuffy and upper, stiff upper lip and so on and so forth. Well, the French, you know, they play loose and fast. The Société Générale combined commercial and investment banking operation. And so everybody understands that. That's Glass-Steagall. Glass-Steagall prohibited that. But in the French, the geese, all that bring them together. And you'll find that when we get into Germany here, that, hey, that firewall may not be desirable. What's up with that? Let's continue. The Société Générale combined commercial and investment banking operations. It granted loans on current account, discounted commercial paper, accepted drafts, engaging at the same time in long-term industrial financing. Again, here we can profit by a study of accounting. And what are all these little terms about? What are all these little accounts that are set up in here? And how can you audit the Fed and all they give you is a balance sheet? You'll know nothing. You see the income statement, you still don't know anything. Until you get into all of the accounts and all of the ledgers and what they're writing off and what they're expensing here and what they're crediting there, you still know nothing. All you see is the gloss. All you see is what the face they want, that their accountant wants to put forward. It granted loans on current accounts, discounted commercial paper, accepted drafts, engaging at the same time in long-term industrial financing. A large part of its resources came from capital stock subscriptions. Capital stock subscriptions. Capital. It's like the rolling stock in a railroad. Capital stock subscriptions. Supplemented by a bond issue. Again, 1800s. A few decades later, now notice, the brothers Perrier founded the Credit Mobilier in Paris, and as our study of Claude-Henri Duruvroy Saint-Simon will continue to show us, the Perriers were the Saint-Simonians, the followers of Henry Saint-Simon.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
And in the last segment of today's broadcast, you could call in at 866-841-1065 as Rich has done from Florida. Let's go live and say good morning to Rich. Morning, Rich.
Morning, William. I just wanted to thank you for your exquisite oratorial on human language this morning. I won't take up much time, but I really feel that you are probably the most dedicated verbal connoisseur of the word on Oracle. and I think, you know, I think part of the reason why that humanity has slipped so far is because they've dumbed this down into spelling your as you are and what up as in W-A-U-P and, you know, some of the chat dialogue and the way young people speak is rather retarded, you know.
It is, and a lot of people, you know, have sang songs of salutation to Steve Jobs over the last 48 hours, and you know, look at the iPad and all of that other cheap Chinese plastic crap and all the tippy-tappies. But unfortunately, through the process, you're exactly right. We have been desperately dumbed down. We speak in guttural kind of grunts and groans. The chat room, I always try, and if I can, and if I have the time, and it's difficult when you're live on air, but to try and put a thought in a complete sentence with a capitalization and a period, if nothing else, just to see, so some people can see that maybe they could do that too, and it's okay, and we don't have to try and have the latest abbreviations or the latest acronyms, and you know, we're slaved, Rich.
Well, hey, I think, you know, it's easy to put LOL rather than to say laughing out loud or ha ha ha, but what I'm trying to say is when you speak to younger people these days, if every other word out of their mouth is, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying, man, Will. You know what I'm saying, man? You're the best, man. Yo, Will. I just had to call you up because you're the best. You know what I'm saying, Will? You know what I'm saying, man? I listen every day. You know what I'm saying, Will? You're the best, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, when you hang around the hood, you know, Rich, and I've lived in the inner city for a long time in my life as a young man growing up. I left home very early in life, and there was many years before I came of legal age, and so from the time I was about 15 until the time I was 21, there was this big gap there where, you know, if you wanted to be out and about, you were on the street most of the time. There wasn't really any place in Seattle where I was growing up there that was good for young people to be. And so, yeah, you get all of this language, and then at the hippy-dippy time period that I was growing in, there was all of this.
It becomes a habit.
It is a habit.
It becomes a habit.
And when you allow it to become a habit, then it starts to shape your reality. And then that's the point when things really start to go downhill. When that kind of speech pattern and that kind of a lifestyle begins to shape your life, you become a reflection of that. And as the Estelle Hunter said in her writing there, these are habits. We need to recognize them as habits. And if we don't like a part of how we are, you know, we can thank God for the power of choice. We have the power to choose. And then we can then take that and then build upon it. We can alter who we are and whose we are, you know, by the way that we think, the way that we act, and the way that we carry ourselves. And you can transform yourself from the ugly duckling right back into that divine creation. And that's, you know, this is really, really, I think, the thing that we've lost in all of this is they would like us to believe that we are humans and other animals. And when we become nothing more than mere brute beasts of the field and just animals, then we can be treated like animals. We have no more unalienable rights. We've lost everything that we found in the Declaration of Independence. Our system of government goes out the window with it. We're no longer able of self-governing. We're just animals. We need to be penned up and repented by Pastor Hagee.
Well, I thank you for your eloquence. Yes. I mean, seriously, you are probably the most well-spoken host I've ever heard in Patriot Radio, and God bless.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling in, and thank you for the compliment, Rich. And I just do what I do, and I live the way I live, and I bring it to you the way I am every day, and try to just do the best I can. And I thank you for that comment. Now, just two things. One, a program note. Next Thursday, I'm going to have two guests on. I generally don't have guests on this broadcast, but I've come to know of two different people that I want to have on back-to-back on the same issue. And they have created a website. You could go there and take a look at it and start to familiarize yourself with this issue. But it's defendruralamerica.com. Defendruralamerica.com. And I'm going to have Kirk McKenzie, the founder of Defend Rural America. He's out in California. He's up in the Klamath River, And the Klamath River is under attack by the Sustainable Mercenaries and Agenda 21. And the way that they're going about it, they want to blow all the dams out of this river, and they want to close the door to irrigation on just another bunch of properties. And basically, all of the people up there that provide food, folks, I'm telling you, farmers and food are synonymous. If we don't have ranchers, we don't have beef. If we don't have farmers, we don't have grub. And that's just the way it is. And so in the first hour, we're going to get Kirk McKenzie to come on. He's going to give us all of the nuts and bolts as to how this ugly story has started and the battle that they're dealing with against the federal government and their state and their counties and their towns, as they've all bought off and bought in. They don't listen to Become Vocal Local. They've accepted these, you know, grants and aid. And, of course, we know that every time you reach out your hand for unearned grants and aid, those shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped upon you, and that's what's happening to them. So in the first hour, he's going to give us all of the nuts and bolts. He's a very well-researched man. He's a very articulate fellow. He knows how to express these facts simply. And then in the second hour, we're going to have a woman, a younger spokesperson, if you will, a spokeswoman. Her name is Debbie. I can't pronounce her last name yet. Very unusual last name. But I'll have it before the end of the broadcast, I hope. But she's going to give us the same kind of a perspective, both from the Agenda 21 standpoint, but also from the fact that her family has been ranchers up there. They've got 4,500 acres. And, of course, for all of you that know the dryness and the brittleness of the Midwest and the mountain region, you might have 4,500 acres, but you could do just as well with 300 acres of fertile black soil someplace, because the cattle have to range far and wide to get a decent meal. But anyway, they've got a large land holding up there. Maybe we can pique Hal Anthony's interest and have him speak on it a little bit of that, maybe pop in for a discussion. I want to try and talk a little bit during that broadcast next Thursday about Wayne Hage's storm over the rangeland. I think they may be overlooking some of the possibilities, the access to the U.S. Court of Appeals and things like that. But nevertheless, I hope you'll be with us on next Thursday. Now, one last thing. Again, just back to this Occupy Wall Street deal. I came across a website last night. I was listening to another broadcast where it was mentioned, and I went up and looked at it, and there is a university in New York City. It's called the New School. And you can go to www.newschool.edu, and you can get on this website and search around in here. But this is, we know that Barry the Usurper came in on the shirt tails of this Acorn Group. We've already brought out the ties between Adbusters and or whatever they're called, and Acorn, and this first Occupy Wall Street movement. But this new school looks like a breeding ground for dissension. And I just bring it to your attention. I still don't know everything I need to know about it. I'm still going through all the stuff. It's pretty guarded the way that it's written. But right in New York City, here it is, Radical Thinking, Revolutionary Degrees for Adults. Radical Thinking, Revolutionary Degrees for Adults. Now, it's not the home of the philosophical radicalism the way we are, where we expose it. Learning in Action, the New School for Public Engagement. Leap into Design, blah, blah, blah. So this is a very interesting situation developing here. And if we can understand that Barry the Usurper with the Acorn, he was a community organizer. That's what he's known for in Chicago. And community organizing talks about communitarianism straight up to me. We know that he was a longtime friend and associate of Ayers. And like I started out the broadcast, it doesn't take a weatherman to know which way the wind is blowing. You hippy-dippy weatherman. The weathermen's organization, they started out, came through the 60s and all of the various and sundry street actions and protests. We talked about that earlier in the week. And then, not satisfied with that, they decided to get into acts of terror, all right? Bombings and blowing things up. So if any of that starts to come in on us and at us, we're going to be in for trouble because they're talking the language of war. They're talking all the things that Janet Napolitano wants to hear.
One state at a time.
Have a good weekend. Be back on Monday.
Become vocal local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. The home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcast.